There's a great story I like to tell that highlights the power of encouraging your people to take an outcomes over activities mindset to their work. Many years ago, General W.L. Bill Creech took over the Tactical Air Command, TAC, in the U.S. Air Force, which at the time was a team of more than 100,000 people across the world. Their job was to repair and maintain the airplanes. When General Creech took over, the team was organized by function, and computer notifications directed workers to aircraft in need of repair and maintenance. Believing in the power of teamwork, he reorganized the entire staff into teams and assigned these newly formed small teams specific airplanes to maintain. The teams focused on keeping their planes flying and shared best practices with one another. The result was that all the team's performance increased dramatically. After the team restructuring was completed, General Creech visited his teams throughout the world and asked his staff how they liked this new way of working. On one occasion, a team member replied with a question back to the general. "When is the last time you washed a rental car?" That may sound like a strange response, but it indicated that the teams were now taking real ownership for ensuring the planes were safely flying. They were owning the outcome, a stark difference from their attitude before the restructuring. Before the restructuring, they were focused on their own individual activities and not on the outcome, the plane safely flying. Before, the teams were activity-focused, focused on whatever their individual tasks were for that day. Now, the teams are outcome-focused, asking the overarching question, is the plane flying? Being outcomes-focused versus activity-focused makes a huge difference. When staff focus on the activities, their focus is on staying busy. There is no force driving them to do anything differently than they did the day before. But when staff are focused on outcomes, their focus is on achievement. And with an achievement focus, they are motivated to look for better ways to reach the achievement faster. It's no surprise, then, that successful leaders think and communicate using the language of achievement. They bring an outcomes mindset to everything they do and focus on instilling that mindset in their people, too. Here are a couple of comparisons between the language of achievement versus the language of activity. Language of achievement: talk in outputs, deliverables, decisions, milestones. Language of activity: talk in inputs, tasks, discussions, to-do lists. A leader of a global virtual team noticed the power of the language of achievement with her team. She began every conversation she had with her team, both one-on-one and as a group, with the outcome that needed to be achieved and the date it was needed by. Then they discussed how they would tackle the activities and meet the milestones. They always finished the conversation by reconfirming the outcome and key dates. She found that by always bookending the conversation, starting and ending with what needed to be achieved, the outcome, she was constantly reinforcing the achievement in her team members' minds. Ownership for achievement. Outcomes. The general's team member comment about rental cars indicated that the teams now took ownership for the outcome, the plane flying, and they helped their fellow team members fix the plane faster. After all, if the plane had 5 problems and only 4 had been fixed, it's still not flying. With a focus on the outcome, the team members pitched in to help one another efficiently fix problems as they arose. In fact, they painted their team names on the side of the airplanes, which signaled real ownership. Outcomes drive ownership, and ownership drives commitment.